The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you're both women. Would you feel safer? Don't take it that way. I have a serious question for you, ma'am.
I'm ready.
Would you feel safer in an Uber if it was a woman driver versus a male driver? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
You know, I say yes. I mean, I've never had a bad experience with a male Uber driver.
Have you ever been alone in an Uber?
Yes, I have. But I would be lying if I didn't say for 2 seconds sitting in there, I wasn't like coming up with an escape plan. It's just like it's something embedded that we do.
I think
as women
I was
to
just
keep ourselves
say,
safe.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, going 40 miles an hour, if I jumped out of this car, like my getaway plan.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, I've never had anything happen. But yes, I would definitely feel more comfortable with a woman Uber driver.
Hope? I agree.
Yeah.
You know, I'm afraid of everything. So
didn't you try and be Uber Lyft for a little while as a side hustle?
I was a Lyft driver for one singular weekend.
One weekend.
I gave 5 rides and each ride made me significantly uncomfortable for a different reason. And after those 5 rides over the course of the weekend, I said, you know what? Maybe this isn't for me.
So just yesterday, Uber launched a feature that allows both women riders and drivers across the U.S. to be matched with other women for trips. So, like, you can request a woman driver. You know what
and
I mean?
And as a driver, you can request female passengers.
Passengers. So, I mean, that might help you with your, I don't know, with your uncomfortableness being an Uber driver.
I mean, at this point in time, I don't know that I'm going to go back to driving for Uber or Lyft. But it's crazy to me, this whole thing is, I was watching it on News 10 this morning, that in California, it's being like countersued for discrimination.
Mm.
Like, do you understand that like women feel unsafe 99% of the time?
Yeah, I understand what they're saying. Anything that has the split between sexes, right?
Well, I was just asking, is there a woman's only gym left in Rochester?
There used to be like Curves and Rec for Women, but I think Rec for Women is closed.
Curves are closed.
Yeah.
But that's not because it's illegal. It just,
no.
They just ran their course, went out of business.
Right.
But it's not like having a female only business is illegal on any terms.
You know what? Now that you say it, I can't think of anything that's just.
It'll be interesting to see if California will trump the entire country when it comes to that lawsuit. Because maybe that'll be a California only thing and you get on the Uber app and it has a little asterisk saying not available in California, but is available everywhere else.
Mm.
I don't know. The founder of a company that has products that you might have in your kitchen or dining room or maybe in your hutch passed away this week. And Hope found out that it's not a spiffy, clean slate that this company started from. Like, there was so much drama behind. I had no idea there was so much drama behind this company. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I was on a conspiracy theory, X-Files, like, research binge this morning. I was reading newspaper articles from 2001 at 4 a.m. It's been an adventure. So, if you didn't know, Victoria Mackenzie Childs passed away in the last couple of days. Mackenzie Childs is known for that like checkerboard, floral, whimsical pottery.
Oh, there's the word for today.
Yep.
Whimsical.
People's kitchens. So it started in the 80s originally because her and her husband wanted to pay for their daughter to study ballet. Didn't have enough money. They were artists. And they're like, well, I guess we'll make pottery, which is apparently the most demeaning thing you can do if you're a sculptor. I guess like that's the last line of defense is selling pottery that they made. So I'm digging through. At their height, they had over 400 employees. They've got their base in Aurora, New York. They've got a store in Soho. And then they file for bankruptcy. And of all the people to buy out and swoop in underneath, the woman who founded American Girl Doll, who is also
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
From Aurora. Did you know that the founder of American Girl Doll is from here?
I did not know either of them was from Aurora.
Well, they have the... I've just been...
Is there a shop there?
I've just been to the tent sale. The Mackenzie Charles tent sale.
Yeah.
Yearly.
So, fast forward, it gets even weirder. So they are no longer a part of the business. They've been like bought out. They're still using the name. They can't afford to live in Manhattan anymore. So they move on to an Ellis Island ferry. And they are living on this historical boat that's like the last of its kind called the Yankee.
That's their house?
That's their house.
They're living on an old ferry?
On the Hudson?
In New York City. That went back and forth to Ellis Island.
I'm really surprised that they would just let somebody park and live on the Hudson.
Those dock fees have got to be really expensive on the Hudson.
Wow.
Well, and I would think a historic boat like that.
Right.
Well, these two, just looking at the picture, like, that is a character. She was definitely a character. You can tell by looking at her. Her hair is about 10 different colors. Her clothes are so, I mean, just sometimes there's that rare time where somebody just totally unique breaks the mold. And, you know, starts a company. It was hand-painted, too.
Yes.
Like, that's the whole thing with it.
Yeah. I had never heard of the company until one of our coworkers used to take the day off to go to the sale.
Oh, yeah. To the tent sale?
Yes, the giant tent sale, and out there early. No, it wasn't you.
Uh-huh.
They get out there super early, and they would wait in line, but they got great deals. And the stuff is not cheap. Like,
no.
It's high-end, fancy man kind of stuff. So if you have it in your house, you probably know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got lucky, and you found it somewhere. I'm going to steal a line from Hope right now. Did you know that this internationally known person has roots in Auburn? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Today is Harriet Tubman Day, March 10th, and it's because she passed away on March 10th, but she settled in Auburn. You can visit her home and her museum, and I am so disappointed that I did not know about this until I was an adult. Because I went through a phase when I was a kid where I wanted to read every possible biography about Harriet Tubman.
It must be somewhere in those middle school years that you're taught about Harriet Tubman, because my daughter, Ava, did the same thing. She went through a huge phase where I still have them at home. Like, she just wanted everything Harriet Tubman. She could not learn enough about her. And then the movie came out and she was so excited about
that. Who was in the movie?
Wicked. Cynthia... Erivo.
So,
she was also Elphaba.
You had mentioned this before, and I almost wonder if there'll be a resurgence in that movie because she's such a big star now. Like, she was a star before, but she is like next level now.
Now she's a household name.
Yes, I wonder if people are going to kind of go back in her catalog and find movies like that.
It's so good.
It looks like it's on Netflix. You can stream it. So today would be a great day to watch it. But can you believe that there are so many things in Auburn that it is such a historically impactful city, both regionally and nationally. It is insane.
How did I work with Terry Clifford for so many years? She's from Auburn. She talked about Auburn. The only thing I ever heard about was Curly's, which was some old bar that I don't even think is open anymore. She's like, oh, like at Curly's. Never did she once mention all of these historical
Right.
Do you remember learning about Seward's Folly? That was when Alaska was purchased?
Yeah. No.
That guy who bought Alaska from Auburn. You can tour his house.
Wow.
Gosh, all I know about is Curly's.
The Case Research Lab. It's one of the first places that film video
all there?
Was created. All in Auburn. Just in Auburn. Not even like the Finger Lakes. Just in the tiny little city of Auburn. It's crazy. And that's just a couple of examples of things. So fortunate that Harriet Tubman decided to settle here in the Finger Lakes. And you can go tour her home. I think they open in May, the National Park Service.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.